Welcome to Stitchology, where we craft with intention, guided by God's grace. I am Pastor Tina Krog, and today's devotion for the Easter Blooms devotional is based on Luke chapter 13, verses 18 through 21. Today's devotion comes to us from Pastor Sherry Ayers of Trinity Lutheran Seminary in Columbus, Ohio. You can learn more about Pastor Sherry at the end of this episode.
A reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, beginning at the 18th verse. Jesus said, "Therefore, what is the kingdom of God like, and to what should I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the garden. It grew and became a tree, and the branches of the air made nests in its branches." And again he said, "To what should I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened." I am not the kind of person who would trust myself to eat anything that looked like it might be a mushroom that I found in the wild. But I have heard people talk about looking for truffles in that particular season. And the thing I love about hearing from someone who is so good at finding truffles in truffle season is that they might be walking with someone less experienced, and that other person can't see a single truffle anywhere. And yet the one that has the experience, who knows what they're looking for, that one sees them everywhere around them. In my household, I'm actually known as the finder of lost things. Typically, if something comes up missing, I am the most likely person to be able to find it. The reason I can typically find things that others miss is really only because I don't look for them where they ought to be. My theory is, if you're looking for it where you're expecting it, you don't even regard it as lost. You find it right away. It's always the thing that has wandered off, it seems, the thing that is no longer in its designated space, that takes a little bit of finding. I love these two parables of the reign of God in Luke's gospel. They're kind of mini parables, just a couple of verses each, but they're such visual images. The parable of the mustard seed, the parable of the yeast. It's a witness to the fact that the reign of God is so surprising and easily overlooked. And sometimes we find it in the most unlikely of places, springing up, bearing witness. Especially when the presence of God in our lives is in some unexpected place, it can be so easy to overlook it. I think of Jesus telling these stories to the disciples, and I think of him realizing that the recognition of the reign of God is so much harder when it's just taking root. And yet the whole of the plant is already there, contained within the mustard seed. And all of the batch is going to be leavened by the yeast, no matter how small. The promise is already there. I find it interesting that just before this particular collection of these mini parables, the story that precedes it in Luke's gospel is the story of Jesus healing a woman who has been stooped over for 18 years. And after that healing, Jesus calls her over and says, "Woman, you are set free," which is a wonderful way of describing that experience in her life. And of course, those around her, many of them celebrate this great freedom that she has obtained. But the religious leaders are indignant because this cure has taken place on the Sabbath, and they are grumbling even as the crowd is rejoicing. And then Jesus tells these two mini parables, the parable of the reign of God like a mustard seed, and the reign of God like a woman who hides yeast in the midst of the flour. I like to imagine that the woman in the previous story is the one Jesus has in mind, the one he's imagining, that woman made free as an example of one who has hidden the reign of God in the midst of the flour. It's interesting that the verb that is used in this verse is not to mix in or to leaven even exactly. It says that the woman took and hid it within the 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The verb to hide is not the one that we often hear in the translations of this story, but it's part of what gives the story such joy for me. As if this woman who has all this time held this wonderful treasure, this knowledge of what God was doing in her life, but has kept it hidden in some place, not knowing that the very place she has hidden it, there in the midst of the 3 measures of flour, is the place where it is going to take root and grow, the place where it is going to begin to show its presence in the world. I think that the reign of God broke into the life of the woman who was made well in the 13th chapter of Luke, and that is the same promised, exuberant reign that Jesus speaks of in these little parables later in the chapter. As you are listening to this particular devotion, we are just about on the eve of Holy Week. As you are reading it, we are about to turn toward the Sunday of the Passion or Palm Sunday and into the events of Holy Week, leading up to the cross and leading up to Easter. I hope you will join me in prayer as you are stitching or as you are creating a prayer for the presence of Christ, a prayer for the reign of God to take place in all of our lives anew. Let us pray. God of wonder and mercy, we give you thanks and we rejoice for the presence of the reign of God, even in unlikely places, taking root within us, growing evermore, making us new, setting us free, turning us to watch for what you might do next in the world. Amen.
Hope you have enjoyed today's episode. Special thanks to Pastor Sherry Ayers. Pastor Sherry serves as the Director of Contextual and Experiential Formation at Trinity Lutheran Seminary at Capital University. She lives in Columbus, Ohio, with her spouse Lynn and their 2 quite mischievous cats, Jet and Franny. Thanks also to Oleg Kirlikov for today's special music, Be Thou My Vision. If you'd like to help us keep this ministry going, consider becoming a patron on Patreon.